Last night was opening night for Super Bowl week. It's no longer media day, it's opening night, and we met the teams, as did thousands of other reporters, at the SAP Center in San Jose. And Gordo, I understand you caught up with a very famous Denver Bronco.
Yes. When I talk about a guy who's played 65 games and had 47 solo tackles, 18 assisted tackles, and sacked someone five times in his three-year career.
Yep.
You know I'm talking Sylvester Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Goes without saying. That's right, starter. 6'2", 313 pounds from North Carolina.
Played a nose tackle.
Plays for the Broncos now. And I tried to interview him, and immediately I started realizing the Broncos are under the Lord's order not to do any shtick and to stay on football. Stay on football at all cost. And here was my attempted interview with Sylvester Williams.
Thanks a lot. Sylvester, you got a moment here?
Yeah.
Dallas Radio. We want to talk sports with you, if that's okay.
Yeah, what's up?
You enjoy sports?
I do.
How much do you enjoy sports?
A lot.
On a scale from 1 to C.
A 1 to what?
C.
A 1 to C?
Yeah.
How is that a scale?
I don't know. 1, 2, A, B. See?
I don't understand the question.
I guess, yeah, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Okay, talk a little bit about your strategy going into this game. Are you planning for
things? I think the biggest thing is we just plan our game. And we feel like we got here for a reason. We just going to go in there and play our game and try to get a win.
How badly do you want this?
I mean, bad. Obviously, man, I don't want to lose.
Right.
So obviously I want it pretty bad, you know. It's our goal, one of the goals we made at the beginning of the year. We got the opportunity to take that goal now.
Would you, like, let's say that the devil came down and said you could cut off a pinky and be guaranteed you win the Super Bowl?
I ain't going into all that God and devil and stuff like that, man. I believe in
God.
How
about not God or devil, but more of a sprite or a woodland nymph?
Say that again?
How about not God or the devil, but just some kind of creature that has magical powers?
What about them?
They're the ones who make the deal with you.
What's the deal?
Cut off a pinky, win a Super Bowl. Win five Super Bowls.
That's not a realistic question, though. You know what I'm saying?
It is an interrogative. That would be a question.
I got an opportunity to win a Super Bowl right now.
That is
with
true.
All my fingers, so I'm going to just stick with, I'm gonna stick
that
with that.
That is true. That is true. Okay, what do you do to relax, like, leading up to this game?
Oh, man, just be myself, watch TV, listen to music, watch game film, and hang out with my teammates.
What kind of music do you listen to? You into old country, current,
pop? I like all type of music, you know what I'm saying? All type of music. I may listen to Rick Ross, R. Kelly, whatever. It just depends on how I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm. Katy Perry, do you ever feel like Katy Perry?
Do I ever feel like her?
Yeah, I mean, like, what are you feeling? You know what I'm saying? Do you feel like listening to Katy Perry? Do you ever listen to her?
I mean, it just depends on what it sounds like. I never really heard any of her songs, but if it got a good rhythm to it, I definitely would be feeling it.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever dance by yourself?
No.
Ever?
No. I'm not a dancer.
How about if a good groove comes on, you know, you get dressed?
No, I'm not a dancer.
What are you if you're not a dancer? What are you? Choreographer?
Football player.
Lover, football player, obviously. But you got to have some other traits.
That's it. I play football for the Denver Broncos.
Okay. Do you like doing crossword puzzles?
I like playing football.
While you're playing football, do you like doing crossword puzzles?
No, I like playing football while I'm playing football.
Okay. What about when you're not playing football? Are you just thinking about playing football?
I like spending time with my teammates, my family.
All right, now we're getting somewhere. Now, tell me about your family situation. What is that like? What do you do when y'all are just hanging out?
Watch football. Seriously. Watch football, watch sports, watch basketball.
Okay, but you got to watch, like, CSI or Who Wants to Marry
NFL,
a Millionaire.
NFL Network all day.
Shark Tank.
NFL Network.
You never watched Shark Tank with Mark Cuban?
Never seen it.
What do you think of Jerry Jones?
I think he's a great person and a great owner.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about his son, Stephen?
I think John Elway, a great general manager, and Mr. B is a great owner, legendary owner.
I don't really
know about Jerry Jones and his son and all that stuff.
Right. How long did it take you to grow the beard?
About 6 months.
Did you do it for religious reasons or just spiritual?
No, I just did it because I like it. Why you grow yours?
I actually grew mine in order to change my appearance.
No, I grew
for
mine because
legal
I,
reasons.
I just wanted to grow mine because I like to have a beard.
All right. Well, God bless you and your work.
Say it again.
I said, God bless you and your work. Or not God, because you don't want me to mention God. Just some magical creature bless your work.
I believe in God. What do you mean some magical creature? I don't believe in all that, man.
Well, I mentioned God and the devil before, and you said you didn't want to talk about God.
I didn't want to get on the level of God and the devil. I just really want to talk about football, you know what I'm saying?
But you think God watches football? He
watches everything. I just want to talk about the Denver Broncos football.
But God watches Denver Broncos football.
Oh, my gosh.
God watches over everybody.
That is true. Therefore, by the fact of that, by dint of that, he watches your football team.
I say he watched everybody all at one time.
That is true. And aren't we thankful for him doing that?
Yes, we are.
Except we're doing naughty things.
I don't know nothing about all that. I just know God watches at all times.
Well, can I tell you, God bless you?
God bless you, too.
All right.
Finally,
most
you got some common ground.
Religious discussion ever. But yeah, that is indicative of how these interviews were yesterday.
With the Broncos.
With the Broncos, yes. Yeah. The Panthers were all loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
But the Broncos, and you'll hear one, maybe we'll hear this one yesterday, that gets really ridiculous as him not answering any question that wasn't football-related and me having to go into back bends to somehow make these questions related to football.
I just hang out with my family. Now we're getting somewhere.
All right,
okay.
Here we go. Yeah,
what do you
want to
do with your family?
Now, what do you do with your family? Watch football. Damn it.
Yeah, he had a football answer for you just about every time. All right, good work there, Gordo.